Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Ken.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're less than 2 weeks away from Election Day, and the two Wisconsin candidates for U.S. Senate, incumbent Ron Johnson and challenger Russ Feingold, are ramping up their efforts to make their case for your vote. But the race for Senate has gotten a little more heated recently. Both candidates have traded barbs, with Feingold being critical of Johnson's time in the Senate, and with Johnson calling Feingold a phony.
Joining us now to talk about the contentious Senate race is Mark Sommerhauser. He's a political reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal and has been following the Feingold-Johnson matchup. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Well, before we get into these personal attacks by these two candidates, let's talk about what the polling is telling us. Where do these two candidates stand in the polls this week?
Yeah, so, you know, throughout this race, going back to last year, polls of the race consistently have shown the challenger and former Senator Russ Feingold, the Democrat, leading in the race. However, some recent polls have suggested that the race is getting tighter. The most recent Marquette Law School poll showed the race being within the margin of error, with Feingold up by just two percentage points. So there are some indications that while Feingold is perhaps still considered the favorite, the race has become more competitive.
So as this race tightens, why is it getting so personal? We've heard some pretty bitter remarks on both sides by both candidates.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think part of it, no doubt, is just can be attributed to things getting a little more intense here as we get closer to Election Day. And certainly part of it seems to have stemmed from some of the comments that were made by Senator Johnson here, beginning with his interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel editorial board last week, and spilling over into last weekend when he continued to make these comments on the campaign trail about Russ Feingold and his words being a phony.
Yeah, and talking a little bit about that phony quote, you know, Feingold said, in contrast, he's not going there. What is the there he's referring to? Where are the boundaries in these political attacks?
Yeah, I think, you know, he seemed to be suggesting that he did not want the race to sort of descend into personal attacks or name-calling or anything like that. However, you know, when he was pressed a little more to kind of respond to Johnson, he later on in the press conference sort of alluded to, you know, the notion that perhaps this is a sign that Senator Johnson is desperate in his words and that he is feeling, you know, increasingly worried about his reelection prospects.
One of the issues they've been sparring over is whether Senator Johnson's done enough to deal with the heroin and the opioid painkiller epidemic. Do you think this is going to stay a central issue in this race, or are there other issues that will surface as we get closer to Election Day?
Well, that's tough to say. I mean, certainly for anyone who you know, has dealt with this issue or has family members dealing with this issue, it's a very personal one. You know, I think the, as you said, sparring over that issue sort of began sometime last month when the Feingold campaign really sought to make an issue of Johnson, you know, in their words, not having done enough to sort of combat the crisis of abuse of both heroin and opioid drugs. The Johnson campaign really pushed back hard on that and said, listen, you know, this is something that is very personal to Senator Johnson, as he had a nephew who died of a heroin overdose, and you know, they pointed to some legislation that Senator Johnson has offered that they said would reduce some of the incentives for doctors to sort of excessively prescribe some of these opiate drugs. So they really pushed back on the notion that somehow Johnson has not been engaged on that issue, and that seems to set the ground, the foundation for a lot of the sort of back and forth that we've seen here over the last few days.
We're talking with Mark Sommerhauser. He's political reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Talking now, turning to the super PACs, we've seen an infusion of cash into these super PACs in this race. Can you talk a little bit about the money going into the PACs?
Yeah, that's right. You know, something that I reported on in the State Journal today was stemming from some reports that were just recently made public that were filed with the Federal Election Commission, which showed that in particular, a billionaire businesswoman from Boyd area, Diane Hendricks, who has been a very generous donor to Republican candidates and causes in the past, gave more than $1.3 million to a super PAC that has been airing ads, negative ads against Feingold. You know, there are independent groups on both sides in this race. In terms of super PACs specifically, we have seen more of that on the Republican side, starting with the group that Ms. Hendricks contributed to, a super PAC called Reform America Fund, as well as some other super PACs that have sprung up that primarily are airing negative ads against Russ Feingold.
Yeah, and how do you see the presidential race factoring into the Senate race? Ron Johnson, of course, still supporting Trump. How is the presidential race in this?
That's right. I mean, that's just one of the huge questions in this Senate race, as well as really almost every other competitive Senate race in the country. It does vary somewhat from one state to another. We've seen states where Republican incumbent senators are pulling well ahead of Donald Trump. That so far here in Wisconsin has not been the case for Ron Johnson. He has, in most polls, been either behind Trump or running fairly even with him. There are some signs in some of the most recent polling that he may be starting to finally nudge ahead of Trump, but I think that's really the question everyone's asking, is how that presidential race is going to affect Ron Johnson. And as you noted, so far he has, while making clear that he disagrees with some of Trump's remarks, has maintained his support for Trump.
Well, let's stop and look back at how we got to this point. What was the political climate like when Feingold lost his seat to Johnson?
Yeah, I mean, that was in 2010, and that was really, I think, a pretty unique political climate, in the sense that that was 2 years after President Obama had been elected. And 2009, 2010, there were Democratic majorities in the House and Senate. We saw a number of significant pieces of legislation pass in that period of time, including the Federal Stimulus Act and the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare Act. And so there was a Tea Party movement that really sprung up in opposition to a lot of that legislation that really provided the foundation for Ron Johnson to launch his political career.
And there's also been criticism, Feingold's camp criticizing Johnson's conduct of his plastics manufacturing company, whether he took a payout from that company. What's been the fallout from that?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, this was an issue that came to light a number of years ago. It's been really resurfaced during the campaign now. The issue was what Johnson's campaign has referred to as a deferred compensation package that he took from the plastics manufacturing company that he helped to found, a $10 million payout. Johnson and his campaign have maintained that this was something that was arranged for in advance, and this was something that had been planned all along, that he had not taken a salary for a number of years from the company, and that this payout was simply a deferred compensation package to account for that. Democrats have really attacked the payout as saying that it was essentially a violation of campaign finance laws, because Johnson did invest a lot of his own money, I believe about $9 million of his own money, in his Senate campaign in 2010. And so their argument was essentially that by accepting this payout from a company, that it was violating campaign finance restrictions on corporate money flowing into political campaigns.
And we're talking with Mark Sommerhauser, who is a political reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Mark, curious about your coverage of this and what you have seen in this Senate race. What has stood out to you about this contest? What's been interesting to you as a reporter?
Certainly the developments the last few days have been interesting. I think there's been a sense all along, for not just myself, but the other folks who've paid close attention to this race, that perhaps these candidates don't really like one another. And that really seems to have been something that maybe has simmered beneath the surface for a while, that has sort of bubbled over, if you will, here in the last few days. They're certainly political opposites in terms of their political ideologies. And they're also opposites in terms of their resumes and their backgrounds. Feingold, of course, somebody who has served in elected office for several decades. And Ron Johnson, somebody who really was, a longtime manufacturer who did not begin his political career until 2010. So they are different in a lot of ways. And whether that's contributing to some of the enmity between them, I don't know. But it has been interesting to watch, certainly the last few days, that this race really has gotten a little more personal.
And as we tick down the days to Election Day, what will both candidates be campaigning on over these final days? Where will they put their energy?
Well, the Feingold campaign is, just put out a release, I believe, today, in which they said they'll be focusing on jobs and the economy, and as well as taking a look at the issue of outsourcing jobs. Accusing the Johnson campaign of having not done enough to prevent jobs from being outsourced. That's been an issue all along for the Feingold campaign, as has been issues such as raising the minimum wage and helping people deal with the cost of student debt. Ron Johnson, I think we can certainly expect him to continue to talk about his record, some of the legislation he's offered and passed in the U.S. Senate, as well as some of the work that he's done on national security issues. He's chairman of the U.S. Senate Homeland Security Committee, and so national security and anti-terrorism type efforts have been a big focal point for him, and that's something he's really sought to make a central issue in this campaign.
Well, thanks so much, Mark.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mark Sommerhauser is a political reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He joined us to talk about the ongoing Wisconsin Senate race between Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold.